All right, my next story here is a huge story that you need to hear. My next guest, Mike Dougherty, CEO of LabMD, a medical testing company that has now been put out of business because he spent most of the last decade defending his company against charges that it had deficient cybersecurity practices. By the way, he's winning at all levels of the federal court system. The early years of that recorded in the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Great book, by the way. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it is. It's so good to be here, sir.
I know, and I've got a very serious topic. Normally, I'd give you a hard time and give you hell, but I want to get
to
this.
We're busy.
Big tech's biggest threat to democracy isn't censorship or privacy. That has become a big cold slap across the face. It's election manipulation. Google may have swung as many as 10.5 million votes to Hillary Clinton in 2016. Listen to this. On June 16th, Dr. Robert Epstein testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding Google and censorship. He spoke with Ted Cruz. Here is part of that exchange. Go. Yeah, preview clip.
Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. Mm. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
Mike Dougherty, I find that shocking. As many as 10 million votes manipulated and moved to the Hillary Clinton campaign to her vote totals, and yet nobody has ever said a word about it until now. What in the world do you make of this?
I'm not shocked at all. Notice that you said June that this hearing was, and it is breathing down August and what mainstream media is reporting it. Now, let's just once again throw the shoe on the other foot. What if he had testified and that had been Kamala Harris there, the self-righteous,
right,
screams loudest, that Google had swung 2.6 million votes to Donald Trump? Are you kidding me?
We'd be in full meltdown mode for 6 weeks now.
What would have happened? We would have had hearings. We would have had laws proposed to restrict. We would have had rights removed. We would have had we would have threatened jail time for fraud. The list would have gone on and on and on. I mean, look at what do you think the band of those four? let me think. ladies. Yeah, that's it. Would have done? Are you? I mean, it's insane. And let's also go back to remember when Trump says things that people think are crazy, like voter corruption, and he talked about Holder, not going after the Black Panthers that were holding,
right
on stuff. But now, what is this? And who turns out to be the ones that are jury rigging the system? It's this cabal of people that come out of high school and go to college and go to law school and never get out in the real world. And so everything that supports their survival is their network. And this network permeates like a cancer cell the body of the American culture. And they sit here and do these things behind the scenes. And this has been going on for a century, not Obama, not the Bush.
But they've turned it into a high-tech machine now.
And now we have it in high speed. That's exactly right. And this is what is terrifying, because those same type of people, also the type that go and hit it big and make multi-millions in their 20s, so they have no frame of reference on liberty or freedom. They've never been taught in school about it. They don't understand who we are. They don't understand what happens to power. And they get all this money, which really doesn't seem fair to them. I mean, they get a little, they want to have meaning to their life. So they decide for meaning to their life that they're going to pontificate to us and help us with their political views.
Because
and
they're smarter than we are. Yeah, they're smarter than we are. But let me ask you this. Here's Dr. Epstein testifying in front of Congress. It gets no attention anywhere in the world. I don't know how it's been buried for a month, but there it is. That Google helped swing 2.5 to 10.5 million votes to Hillary Clinton through its search engines by manipulation. Do you believe it's true?
Oh, sure. Here's why I believe it's true. I just was shopping for a lamp, and every website I went to for the next 3 days popped up lamps.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? It's artificial intelligence and the technology that they have, and the original thing was to identify us so they can make money and make our shopping
experience
better.
Let me ask you this. We only got about a minute left. This is important. Mike Doherty here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. Because in 2016, we saw, you know, the shockwave when Trump won. And I don't think that, you know, whether or not Google blew votes or not, and I guess maybe they did, not enough to beat this president. And I wonder if more Americans today are inoculated, if you will, against this barrage of social media messages better than they were then.
I don't know how you could possibly be inoculated. This is subconscious stuff. Honestly, I don't think there's a high IQ factor on the left, quite frankly. I think they're reactionary and they're easy.
I'm talking more about the independent and middle of the road, the swing voters, if you will. I mean, are they smart enough to figure this out? They were in 16 in numbers big enough to win anyhow. So,
well, that's our anxiety we run up to the whole thing right now. This is like, you know, everyone this week's chanting about the thrower out stuff, and I think a lot of people are sitting there going, You know what he meant.
Well, yeah, I talked to some old school Democrat friends that I have, not the bomb throwers, but the old school guys, and said, yeah, it means nothing. Anyhow, Mike, got to run. Greatly appreciated, as always. Mike Doherty here on the program. He's my hero. See how I say that for you? See how I said that for you? All right, I got to run. Have a good weekend. It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.